Hey, welcome to The Conversation. This is Andy, and today I am in Cape Town, South Africa. I'm down here with some friends, and we're about to speak at a Heaven and Business conference. And I don't know if you've ever been to this place, but this is a phenomenally beautiful city. I'm sitting here, staying in a friend's house, and I can look up and see, I think it's called Table Mountain. Absolutely stunning, crystal clear blue sky. I'm sitting next to their swimming pool outside under a sun umbrella because it's probably about 30 degrees already at like 11:30 in the morning, and that would translate to about late 80s Fahrenheit for those of you in other parts of the world. So glad you can join me. I wanted to talk to you today about finding purpose. We just had a Heaven and Business conference in Redding, California, and that was really the theme of this: is God made the world not as a warrior who digs a trench, but as an artist who creates a masterpiece. That you are a masterpiece designed by God for great things. He had you in mind before you were born and created you with a purpose. And there's something significant happens that if you don't know why, if you don't know why I exist, what I'm here for, it steals motivation, it steals the drive. But once you know, this is what I was born for, I was created for, with this in mind, this is my purpose. There's actually a ton of research that would say businesses that know their why or understand their purpose, when their employees are engaged in that way as well, because they understand why I exist, why this company exists, what we're here to do, and it's something far greater than just creating widgets or putting dollars on the bottom line. When they realize the value of their purpose, income for those companies where there's a level of engaged employees is 2 to 2.5 times that of those companies that don't. It's all about motivation. It's all about drive. It's all about just a sense of significance of why I exist. So how do you discover or find that out? And as I was preparing for that that session that I did on this at the conference, I just suddenly had this thought of a story. Someone tried on you as well. So if you imagine, once upon a time there was a hammer, and the hammer wanted to know its purpose. So the hammer wanders over to the nail and said, "Hey, Mr. Nail, I want to know my purpose. I want to know why I exist, what I was created for. Can you help me understand?" And the nail said, "Of course. You aggressively drive things. That's who you are. That's what you do. That's what you were born for. You just drive things aggressively." And the hammer thought, "Yeah, that's true. That's what I do." But he just wasn't quite satisfied. So the hammer wanders over to the chisel. And hammer says to chisel, "Hey, chisel, I'm trying to find my purpose, why I was designed, what I was created for. Can you help me? Who do you think I am?" And the chisel says, "Hammer, you push things around. You push me around, everything you do. You just push others around. You just push around. That's what you are." And the hammer thought, "Yeah, well, that's what I do. So that must be who I am." But the hammer wasn't satisfied. So finally, the hammer turns to the hand, and the hammer says to the hand, "Hand, I'm trying to work out what I'm here for. What's my purpose? Why I exist? Can you help me understand?" And the hand looks at the hammer and says, "Of course. You were designed to be held by me, and together we get to build beautiful things." And that's the same for you and I. When we compare ourselves to somebody else, to something else, when we ask the wrong people why we exist, then you're going to get a whole heap of list of things about what and why and how and who, but you'll be left feeling dissatisfied or a sense there's got to be more than this. So the number one place to find out why you exist, what you were born for, and what your purpose is ask the hand that created you. That's number one. So I remember for us personally, as 10, 15 years ago, I was a part of a church in New Zealand, wonderful place, and the senior leader was taking the whole church through this series. I can't even remember what that was, but all I remember is we all did this 21-day fast, asking God to show us or speak to us about our purpose. Ask the hand that created you. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, God's going to show me some amazing thing about maybe I'm going to go and do this or go and do that. And I get all the way through this 21 days and I get a scripture highlighted to me. And it's called, it's Titus 1 verse 5. And it says literally, I have sent you to set in order that which is lacking and appoint leaders in every place. And as I read that scripture, caught in alignment with my purpose, I'm thinking, well, that's not really exciting. That's what I already do. You know, whether I was working for the bank at the time, and what my job was to do was to go out and find where people are at in terms of their dreams, their desires, what success looked like for them. And then my job was to match where they are right now with where they're going and what they need to get them from where they are to where they're going. And I bring in resources from the bank, my background in business consultancy or in practical agriculture, and I'd help them set in place what was lacking and give them the encouragement and hope to get there. So I read this scripture, Titus 1:5, I've sent you to set in order that which is lacking and appoint leaders in every place. I'm thinking, oh, was that just what I already do? You know, it's funny that God made you. He made you and designed you with a specific purpose in mind. And sometimes when you find that, you're thinking, oh, I've actually been doing that all my life. I just haven't realized the significance of it. So number one is ask the hand that created you. But secondly, what I start to realize, I see again and again and again, everywhere I go, everything I do, it's that same thing again and again. I meet with a business person. I help them discover and connect with purpose, why they were born. I help set in order what is lacking. And then we appoint them to be leaders, which really to me means we activate them in who they are. I'm thinking, this is incredible. It's what I do everywhere I go. It's Paul, a friend of mine I meet with. He actually has an advisory call with me, and he's wanting me to coach him on how he can quit from his job. So I start to ask a few questions. Hey, Paul, you know, where have you come from? What are you doing right now? Give me some context, some background. It turns out that it's a startup, it's a tech startup, and they've pivoted 4 times in 6 years, and he's tired. You know, they've spent millions of dollars to get to where they are today, and he's like, I'm just ready to quit. I'm done. I'm out of energy. And so I just keep asking questions. So talk to me about what it is. And we find out this latest pivot, they've actually got a runway to launch this product that's now something they believe is going to work. So, okay. So talk to me about the people. You know, have you got the right people in the right place? He said, yep, we've had some transitions. So right now, this guy Paul has been appointed as the CEO, and he's got all these people around him in the right places. But that's the first time in 6 years where everybody is now in the right place. I'm like, okay. All right, so what else is there? So that you've got a launch pathway, you've got the right product, you've got the right people in the right places. The funding's been dried up. Oh, okay, so what could you do about that? Is there a lack of funding? Well, no, I could go back to the founder and talk to the founder about turning the money back on. Oh, okay. So you've got the right people in the right place, and you've got the runway to launch, but you want to quit. Help me understand, there's one thing that's missing in this mix. And Paul sits back and realizes, oh, it's me. I go through the simple exercise of, what if you just stood up and embraced who you are right now? You're actually at the very tipping point of this thing working. Rather than quitting, you need to stand up and put your hands back on the steering wheel and drive this, because you're about to launch. So we do the simple exercise where, you know, I'm on the phone, he's on the phone, and I'm in Reading and he's in Nashville, Tennessee, And he goes through this exercise of, I want you to just take this, what I would call a prophetic act. I want to imagine yourself sitting down, which is what he's doing right now, but you're going to stand up and step into who you were born to be in this role. And so we close our eyes, count to three, boom, he stands up. Atmosphere shifts and changes. It turns into a conversation with his founder. Money gets turned back on. His income gets turned back on. And within a short period of time, they've now launched this company, and we are seeing lives just completely changed as a result. It's blowing my mind of what I'm getting to see. What's the point? He was ready to quit, and I come in contact with him, and my purpose is to set in order what is lacking and appoint leaders in every place. Here I've got a leader who doesn't know, he wants to quit. And I turn around and release encouragement and hope and align him with what he was born for. And it releases him to be what he's called to be, which in turn releases finance, focus, releases resources, releases actually the purpose of their business to serve and help people where they are. Blew my mind, but what's the point? This is what I was born for. This is what I do. It's who I am. It's when I find that, it releases the energy, the life, the focus, the motivation to do what I was born for. So what about you? I want to encourage you, number one, is take some time and just ask your maker. Ask the one that created you, what did you create me for? Before I was born, you knew me. You made mention of your name, my name. You created me with plans and purpose that are good. So I ask that you would speak to me, however you want to speak to me. You would give me dreams, ideas, thoughts, cause me to bump into people that would help me identify and recognize why I'm on the planet, what I was born for, what my purpose is. Number two, start to look at the stories of your life, the things where you came most alive, the things where you thought, I could do this forever. If I could do more of that, maybe it was something that you did and there was some ingredients or components of what you did that caused you to feel alive, or that statement, I was born for this. I was made for this. This is who I am. Start to play with that. And if number three, if those couple of things, you're still stuck with that, check out our resource. It's a book called Dream Culture, Bringing Dreams to Life. And it literally will walk you through a series of activities and exercises. One, discovering the dreams, the desires of your heart. And there'll be threads through that that'll help you clarify, this is what I was born for. Not only does it do that, but it helps you turn that into practical action steps and then deal with the challenges along the way to live a life fully alive. So I bless you. Thank you for listening to this conversation. If this has been helpful for you, check out authenticlife.build. That's authenticlife.build, and join us. Let's go deeper together.